You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
Severe flooding and mudslides in Colorado have led to at least 8 deaths now, hundreds of people unaccounted for, thousands of homes reported to be damaged or destroyed across now 17 affected counties. Evacuation efforts have focused on remote canyon and foothill communities where roads have been completely washed out. And with hundreds of people being rescued by helicopter, it's becoming the largest aerial rescue operation since Hurricane Katrina in a population center that is a fraction of the size of New Orleans, which tells the story of how in populated mountainous terrain, preparing for floods is a near physical impossibility. With us on the line now is Heather Hansen. She's a freelance journalist and Boulder, Colorado resident, co-author of the book Disappearing Destinations, about places in environmental peril. Heather, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, John. How are you?
So I gather the environment has imperiled your home in a very literal, significant way.
It has, yeah. And we really have a new reality here. It'll be months and probably longer for some places to recover. And quite literally, the water came out of a blue sky. You know, we have 300 plus days of sunshine a year, and we're outdoors people, and we're not used to 5 days of rain, you know, no less one or two in a row. So we had a sense when it started, and it got so bad so quickly, that it was going to be a significant event, and prepared as best we could. But it happened too hard and too fast for people to go.
With 21 inches of rain over just 5 days, even the drainage infrastructure that's built to channel water actually becomes a problem if the water doesn't go where people predicted it would go.
Yeah, exactly. And just adjacent to where I live on the north end of Boulder, on the end of the road to the town of Lyons, which I'm sure your listeners may have heard about as one of those isolated communities, we have you know, what we call dry creek beds or ditches that are meant to channel trickles, you know, during a normal rain event. But when you see as much rain in a few days as we do in a year, it overtook everything in sight.
You know, give me a sign of the level of devastation that takes this really beyond where you've seen it before. And, you know, we're talking about Boulder, we're talking about 17 counties. What kinds of roads are impassable?
Well, it's interesting because I think this is something that the national media is kind of getting wrong, is that people are referring to these as remote areas of the state, and Boulder is, you know, nearly 100,000 people, and these areas kind of nestled in the folds of the foothills that abut our community. You know, they were, you know, 8 minutes, 10 minutes, a half hour away, and in the case of Estes Park, which is the gateway to Rocky Mountain National Park, these were not remote areas a few days ago. They're remote now because what used to be pavement has just been completely reclaimed by Mother Nature.
Is there an environmental issue here before we go, a sense that development may have contributed to some of this, or that the level of rains here may have some sort of climate consequence?
Yeah, you know, I think the rainfall is unprecedented. Even those in the know, we have a natural hazard center here at CU Boulder. You know, they have predicted a devastating flood, you know, in Boulder Creek and that watershed, you know, given how water reacts, especially to burn areas. But I don't think anyone predicted this. And it's difficult to tie any single event to climate change. But scientists will tell you that this is the sort of event they would expect with the shift in the environment that's been happening over the past few decades. And like I said, it's a new reality. And I'm not sure we can consider this an isolated event necessarily. We have to look to a new and different future.
Heather Hansen, a freelance journalist and Boulder, Colorado resident. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John. Take care.